Dave Moore
on Today FM. Thanks.
Welcome to Ireland.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
I don't think it's a spoiler to say that this season focuses on you two a lot. Is that fair?
That's, well, yes. Quite right.
And also not a spoiler to say that, Yaron, you're living a real life fairy tale in this, right? There's a whole Cinderella story here.
Very much so. I mean, we always say it's like kind of loosely based on Cinderella's story. I would say like the first two eps are maybe more like it. And then we go on a...
The end, obviously.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, true. Yeah. But it just, it takes you on a different journey to the original Cinderella story that people may know.
Definitely, but it is. It's an iconic opening. That masquerade ball is just absolutely wonderful at so many levels. Oh, it's incredible. Look, it really is. Yeah. And for Benedict Luke, I mean, he simply cannot fall for a member of staff. I mean, this couldn't happen.
Scandalous.
I know. I mean, but that's what I love about it is that I think it's constantly surprising this season, and I think obviously there is that dynamic, but also the first time he meets her, he also falls for the lady in silver, and she's this sort of enigma that he sort of reads into or sees something. And yeah, I think like he falls for her. I mean, I was, you know, they have two first kisses, he falls for her twice, and that I think's more in the I find that element really interesting, the idea of like, you know, just like it's almost like he's seeing double.
Yeah. And do you think,
and he can't quite sort of connect, you know, I do think like falling in love really is sort of like, it's a full circle. It's like connecting everything and putting everything together. And he's someone who actually for a lot of times has really sort of sectioned out his life and made it very tidy and neat and set these sort of boundaries. And this flags up that he's they can blind him sometimes, I think.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, do you think he's ready then at this point in his story, he's ready to actually, settle down and stop messing around and having all the adventures he has?
I mean, yes, of course. I think like we open this season where he really isn't, you know, like I think we open this season where he's like, you know, he says to Eloise in season three, you know, I'm just going to avoid debutantes like the plague. And I do think that's how we start.
We find him, yeah.
It's very Romeo not wanting to go to the party. The other thing.
Yeah, it's totally
lovely,
you know, yeah.
But it's a surprise. It just comes upon him. It's not necessarily that he's ready to receive it. It sort of takes him completely by surprise.
It does. Yeah, no, it is. It's wonderfully written and wonderfully put together. And Yaron, I'm going to assume that you have watched all the previous seasons of Bridgerton. So what was it like that first day when you arrive on set? I don't know, are there people ready before you? So you walk in jeans and a hoodie and then you see all these people dressed in Regency fair. Like, what was it the very first day like?
Well, actually, it was the kite scene. We shot the kite scene for the first time, and so it was on location. And
it was just us two.
It was just us two, so I didn't see anybody else in jeans and Ugg boots and sandals. But it was so lovely, and immediately I knew that the set vibe was going to be so fun and safe. And you know, Luke, you talk about how it felt like we have acted for like quite some time. Mm. And I think at that moment I knew all these next 10 months are going to be, for most of it, smooth sailing.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, it seems to have been the case watching the rest of the season. It was just absolutely brilliant. And sorry, very quickly before I go, because I'm from Ireland, an Irish radio station. I know, Yaron, didn't you say Andrew Scott is someone you really admire?
Andrew Scott is someone I really admire.
I've worked with Andrew Scott. I did Hamlet with him.
Wow. Yeah.
I just love the man.
I'll tell him next time I see him. But listen, guys, thank you so much for Bridgerton season four. And thanks for taking the time today to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care. Congratulations on Bridgerton season four. It is phenomenal. How did you find stepping into the Regency world?
It was fairly easy, actually.
Oh, good.
I didn't really. I think I was very concerned with the kind of etiquette of the time.
Yeah.
So I was a bit like, oh, God, am I allowed to cross my legs? How should I sit? And all these things. But once you're in one of those costumes, you're kind of left with very little options.
Right, physically. Yeah, there's not much you can do.
Uh-huh, exactly. So then you kind of, yeah, you kind of get into it, and it's aside from that, actually, I just had a really welcoming kind of family who were just so brilliant when I, you know, had my first couple of days on set.
Yeah, I've heard people say because they've been together for so long, they, you know, but they don't kind of feel like they're excluding anyone. Everyone's just welcomed in.
Yeah, and I think they kind of make a conscious kind of effort to make sure that they don't make people feel that way. And the reality is, like, when you're filming, there's just, like, new faces. You see new faces all the time.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, I rarely saw the Bridgertons because, you know, I didn't have many scenes with them.
Yeah.
Like when we shot like the ball scene, and you know, we had a really great time together, just kind of sitting in a marquee or, you know, in one room, just catching up because we hadn't seen each other in, you know, weeks or months. And
gotcha.
That was always really nice.
Having been in that world, then, right? If there was one thing, be it a physical thing or a trait of the time that you could bring into today, is there anything you can think of that you think we could do with a bit of that in modern day?
Oh, good question. Like the lack of technology.
Is good.
AI.
Yeah, okay. So it's all...
Like, yeah, it's. I think, you know, back then it was a bit simpler. You know, you don't have your phones and your screens and stuff. You know, you actually, you're able to enjoy the present a bit more.
I would imagine while you're holding your mask over your eyes at the masquerade ball, if you then whipped out an iPhone 17 Pro and was just like, just hang on one second, just checking the football scores.
Yeah. Do you know what? That was like the really odd thing about being on one of these sets, because when we were all in the green room, or, you know, the room where we wait to go on set, like everybody had their phones or their AirPods and stuff. And I just found it like just baffling, but just really funny.
Well, listen, congratulations on season 4 of Bridgerton. It is absolutely amazing. And thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much.
See you, Katie. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.